I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 11th. Lunar New Year will not be a holiday in the Quincy Public Schools next year. School committee voted 4-2 last night against making the Lunar New Year a school holiday after some lengthy discussion and public testimony supporting a Lunar New Year holiday. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch and school committee member Courtney Pertios both voted against accepting the school calendar without the Lunar New Year holiday. Koch said he was willing to accept the Lunar New Year as a school holiday because there was less pressure on the school calendar due to fewer snow days. Pertios has long supported creating a Lunar New Year holiday in the schools. However, other members felt that it would set a precedent for creating more religious or ethnic holidays in the future. Pertios encouraged the committee to continue the discussion in subcommittee meetings in the future. It has been almost 2 years since opioid settlement funds from drug manufacturers, distributors, and retailers started flowing into Massachusetts. But the slow pace of spending is frustrating many who say the overdose crisis is urgent and demands immediate attention. Massachusetts will see more than $1 billion over time thanks to a national $26 billion settlement with companies that manufactured, distributed, and sold opioids. About 60% of Massachusetts' share will be spent by the state. The rest, $379 million, will be divided among cities and towns. So far, cities and towns have received $41 million, but only spent $2 million, or about 5%. The city of Quincy received about $455,000 from the settlement and has not yet spent any of the funding. Boston has become the epicenter of the overdose crisis, with 352 opioid-related deaths in 2022, the highest number in the state, and the most the city has ever seen. That city has received more than $10 million in opioid settlement funds so far and will receive at least $1 million a year for the next 15 years. So far, Boston hasn't spent any of the money. Public safety officials in Whitman say a child is safe after he was briefly stuck in the top of a chimney. Spokesperson for the Whitman Fire Department says the boy climbed out a second-floor window and got up under the roof of the Harvard Street home. Boy then maneuvered himself into the top of the chimney and got stuck. Whitman firefighters responded to the scene and were able to quickly free the boy from the chimney. He was not hurt. Boy's father said he immediately called 911, then rushed home as fast as he could. And by the time he arrived, firefighters had already rescued his son. The owner of a Boston pizza chain accused of abusing workers is facing additional charges for allegedly defrauding the U.S. Small Business Administration. Stavros Papantoniadis, the owner of the chain Stash's Pizza, is charged with allegedly submitting false information to the Small Business Administration to obtain a loan for a business he no longer owned. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Papantoniadis sold one of his pizzerias in Randolph, and the Secretary of State subsequently canceled the limited liability company through which Papantoniadis owned the Randolph Pizzeria. However, the Attorney's Office says Papantoniadis applied for an economic injury disaster loan from the SBA between November 2021 and January 2022. Papantoniadis allegedly represented that he still owned and operated the Boston Pizza Company in Randolph, claiming he still had 18 employees. The SBA approved the loan reserved for small businesses affected by the pandemic and sent Papantoniadis $499,900. He now faces new charges with a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, 5 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000 for wire fraud if he's convicted. Massachusetts House leaders unveiling a proposed $57.9 billion state budget for the 2025 fiscal year that would include $500 million for the state's emergency shelter system and what lawmakers say is a record investment of $555 million for the beleaguered MBTA. The $500 million for emergency shelters is about half of what Governor Mara Healey said is likely needed for the program, which is straining in part because of an influx of migrants seeking shelter. House Speaker Rahm Arellano of Quincy says the $555 million investment in the T and another $184 million for regional transit is key to the state's economy. He said the proposed funding would represent a 41% increase in transportation funding from the current fiscal year. He also says the proposed investment relies in part on funds generated by the so-called millionaire tax ballot initiative that voters approved in November of 2022, which established a 4% surtax on annual income above $1 million. Proposed budget also includes $20 million for reduced MBTA fares for low-income riders. Budget writers say they were able to create a balanced spending plan without dipping into the state's rainy day fund. Under the plan, the fund is on track to top $9 billion, one of the biggest state rainy day funds in the country. The full House is expected to begin debate on the spending plan next week. The Mayflower 2 is returning to Massachusetts. The 67-year-old wooden ship, a replica of the vessel that brought the pilgrims to America in 1620, departed Connecticut yesterday morning. It spent the winter docked at the Mystic Seaport Museum, undergoing routine maintenance and getting a fresh coat of paint. The journey from Mystic to Plymouth Harbor takes between 20 and 25 hours and is dependent on many factors, including tide and weather conditions. The Mayflower 2 is expected to go through the Cape Cod Canal sometime this morning. The Plymouth Patuxent Museum's Facebook page will also provide updates. The 106-foot ship should arrive at the State Pier in Plymouth today. It's expected to open up to the public this Saturday at 9 a.m. Since the Mayflower 2 landed in Plymouth in 1957, more than 25 million have stepped on board to visit the museum. The replica had $11.2 million worth of repairs finished in 2020. Check of business news, and stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow sank 422 points, NASDAQ dropped 136, and the S&P lost 49. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar fell, the euro was down, oil at $86 a barrel. Sports, the Orioles beating the Red Sox 7-5 at Fenway. That series will wrap up tonight at 7:10. And the Celtics hosting the Knicks at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast today, rain moving in later this afternoon, a high of 58. Showers this evening, low 47. Overnight, wind and rain that will run through the morning commute tomorrow, a high tomorrow 64. Some morning showers, still breezy Saturday, high 56. And some afternoon showers on Sunday, the high of 62. For the boater, waves about a foot, a northeast wind 5 to 10 knots, high tide 2:16 p.m. Sunrise 6:08, sets 7:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 11th.